Good morning, ma'am.
Good morning, Pari. How are you? Could you tell me about the new offering related to the procurement SAPTM area?
Yeah, sure. So we have built in a new add-on solution called Strategic Freight Procurement, which works well from SAPTM 9.1 release onwards. For an understanding of the SFP process, I would recommend the podcast session on Strategic Freight Procurement for TM 9.1.
Sure, thanks. I would do check that up. Could you throw a light on the new enhancements related to strategic freight procurement which you have built in the Transportation Management 9.3 solution which is out in the market?
Sure. So strategic freight procurement helps you to investigate the best rates from the carriers to transport items between specific locations and then to agree on a contract with the carriers. SAP Transportation Management supplies you the tools you need to request rate quotations, evaluate your responses, and award the transportation business to carriers. In TM 9.3, we have brought in the concept of target rates in RFQ, enabling the possibility of concurrent users working on the same RFQ document for evaluation of responses and some very good enhancements in optimization capabilities, like including historical carrier performance. We have also included transit times as optimizer inputs and historical spend-based optimizations.
This is really interesting. What are the target rates and how does it fit into the process?
The shipper who performs this procurement wants to ensure all the invited carriers quote within an acceptable range of values. The acceptable range could be defined with a target rate for the specific port pair or location pair and a tolerance value, which is a percentage. Let us make an example. If the shipper specifies that the target rate as $100 and tolerance as, let's say, a positive or a negative of 10%, then the range is between $90 to $110. The shipper would just let the carrier know the target rate and compute the acceptable range internally and use it during evaluation to identify the outliers.
So, how can this improve the process?
So the target rates would help the shipper to converge to the optimal rates faster and with lesser number of negotiation rounds.
Oh, this is really interesting. Thanks a lot, Pari. How do you enable concurrent users working on the same RFQ document?
Okay, so a freight agreement RFQ master assignment is a business document that the analyst user of the shipper or logistical service provider could use to evaluate rates from carriers for transportation services. Usually, the RFQs are relatively large in number in terms of transportation requirements and lanes. Assuming that each transportation requirement needs to be analyzed by an expert, it is possible to create multiple RFQ assignments from the master RFQ document and hand out to each analyst. A purchasing manager can create a freight agreement RFQ master assignment from a freight agreement RFQ master item. The manager creates the freight agreement RFQ assignment to delegate the task of response analysis to analysts. The analyst has expertise in analyzing responses for a trade lane, MOT, shipping type, as the case may be. The analyst determines the optimal capacities to be allocated to carriers from the carrier responses for a particular transportation requirement and merges the result back to the freight agreement RFQ master item.
Oh, thank you so much, Pari. This was very interesting. Can I go to the next topic which you mentioned as one of the very good enhancements that you have made in TM 9.3, which is about historical-based optimization? How do you influence the optimization based on past historical quantities and values? I'm sure this is going to be very interesting for customers.
Oh, yes. Within the comparison cockpit, the optimizer currently evaluates the responses from the various carriers and allocates a proposed target share of each carrier. The optimization is done based on the cost and capacity proposed by the carrier. Currently, there exists no way to influence the optimizer based on the historical logistical parameters like the historical demand and the spend values. With the integration of historical-based optimization, the optimizer considers the historical spend value and quantity while proposing a more accurate target share allocation to the carriers.
Could you elaborate the process a little bit more and explain how this would take place exactly?
Sure. The historical spend-based optimization works by performing actual charge calculation with the new rate values from the carriers on existing historical freight orders which are present in the system. To do this, the system first determines the matching historical freight orders for the specified requirement in the RFQ. The system then calculates the cost for shipping historical capacities using current carrier response rates. Once the results are calculated, the system weighs this with the forecasted volume. The projected cost is provided to the optimizer as an additional input. With the invocation of optimizer now, with the historical spend-based optimization in place, the optimizer proposes target shares which are weighed by historical shipment. Rate lookup with actual historical capacities reduces the error probability since the optimization and cost calculation are performed on the order data and not just the RFQ data. Aggregated cost-based optimization enables inclusion of multiple rating structures, rate tables, and complex calculation sheets during comparison, since it reuses charge calculation, which considers all complexities and possibilities that the normal freight order calculation performs.
Oh, this is so insightful. I'm sure customers are going to like this. How do you enable the possibility to influence the optimizer with various parameters like transit time, historical carrier performance, etc.?
Okay, the optimizer now takes into consideration offered transit times by carriers, which influences the optimizer's proposal of business shares. It is possible to model the transit time input to the optimizer as a cost input. The cost is calculated as a function of the deviation of the offered transit time from the requested transit time. The cost is directly proportional to this deviation. Since it is a cost minimization carrier selection optimizer, an increase in cost in the optimizer input results in a decrease of business share proposal. Similarly, historical carrier performance also is sent as a cost to the optimizer. This historical carrier performance is computed based on configured KPIs in the system and with the historical freight orders and invoices. The performance score is then converted into a cost, which is either a positive or a negative cost. A negative cost indicates good performance score and vice versa.
Oh, thanks, buddy.